This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They have found the flight data recorder and a cockpit voice recorder from a Yeti Airlines passenger plane that went down in Nepal. 68 people are known dead. President Biden will speak at the annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day breakfast in Washington today. Yesterday, he was in Atlanta.
President Biden celebrates Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday at a Sunday service at Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the civil rights leader once preached. Speaking from the pulpit about MLK, Biden says democracy is at a perilous moment.
Dr. King's life and legacy show us the way we should pay attention.
Biden cited King's I Have a Dream speech calling for equality. For all.
The AP's Julie Walker. House Republicans are demanding the White House turn over the information related to its searches that uncovered the classified documents at President Biden's home and former office. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
On Fox News Sunday, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez, with Navy intelligence experience, says
Biden has highlighted his incompetence for the world to see.
And he says he wants to see if there's fallout from the documents not being properly stored, something Democrat Adam Schiff agrees with.
Whether there was an exposure to others of these documents, whether it was harm to national security.
On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, saying the Biden case has to be handled like the Trump documents case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. military's new combat training of Ukrainian forces is underway in Germany. In Dnipro, Ukraine, 35 people are known dead after a Russian missile strike hit an apartment building there. More rain and snow fell over the weekend in storm-battered California, making travel dangerous and prompting some evacuation warnings in California. This is AP News. To the movies now with the AP's Margie Zarletta, who has the big weekend movie.
Avatar: The Way of Water continues its domination of the box office.
The Way of Water connects all things.
The Avatar sequel adds another $31.1 million in movie ticket sales, according to studio estimates. It's likely to go higher with the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. Avatar: The Way of Water is the number one movie draw for a fifth weekend in a row. Megan is in second place with Puss in Boots: The Last Wish in third. A Man Called Otto is in fourth. The action movie Plane is number five. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Arbeni Gabriel, Miss USA, won the Miss Universe contest over the weekend. She is a fashion designer, model, and sewing instructor from Texas, the first Filipino-American to win Miss USA. She was crowned Miss Universe on Saturday night. She closed her eyes, then beamed. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.